they try to perform these actions. And now, after we learned together how we try to distance ourselves from our ego, from the will to receive in order to receive, which is what Yom HaKippurim symbolizes for us. Now we're entering the correction. Yom HaKippurim symbolizes for us a kind of restriction, tzimtzum. We don't use anything in our will to receive. The sign for the prohibition to use the will to receive is the prohibition for eating, drinking, wearing leather shoes, etc., washing. So, after we performed a restriction on our will to receive, and we don't want to use it towards others or towards the Creator, but only in the form of bestowal, now we are entering the next stage. How do we acquire this form of bestowal, to bestow in order to bestow, where we finally are going to perform on our will to receive, which is already clean of our ego, of the in order to receive? Now we want to use it in order to bestow, to give, to come closer to the form of the Creator. And then this correction that we have to perform on the will to receive is that we have to cover our will to receive, because besides the will to receive, we have nothing. Even if we want to give something to someone, we still use our will to receive. We just have to invert it so that it will want to give. And if, when it wants to give, if it is willing to give something on the outside, but in order to receive inside, in other words, in order for it to feel good as a result, that's something else. We perform such actions in this world, and by that we don't change the nature of the action. We're still receiving. So how can we perform actions where we truly, through the will to receive, we actually rise above it, and we give? And this action is completely equivalent, equal to giving, as if we have the Creator's power of bestowal, even though we remain in our own will to receive. So to perform such corrections on our will to receive so that it will enable us to perform actions of bestowal, this correction, this process that we have to go through on ourselves, it is called Sukkot. Sukkot comes from the word schach, thatch, where we hover the will to receive. After we decided on the day of Yom Kippurim not to use it, and therefore we didn't eat, we didn't drink, we didn't and didn't and didn't. Now we learn how this will to receive we can invert into a kli by which we will be able to come closer to bestowal, to an act of bestowal, to acts of bina, to an act of faith. And the symbol for this is the sukkah from the word schach, thatch, or kisui, cover, that we want to cover our ego, our will to receive, that we already decided that with it we cannot enter spirituality as it is. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we have nothing besides that. It is us. So how can we, in what form, with which change can we use it so that our action will resemble an act of bestowal. In order to reach an act of bestowal, we have to acquire the qualities of Binah, the quality of faith. And this is what we learn regarding all of our desires, and now we will be studying it during Malchut. So, we need to know how do we work with all of our desires in order to make them similar to the Ten Sefirot, so that out of these Ten Sefirot, we will perform actions of bestowal, each to the other, in our tents, and later on out of them to the Creator. Until we will discover that in that same structure that we create between us called Sukkah, a tabernacle, Sukkah is the connection between us, the soul that we put together when it reaches a state of mutual bestowal. And it is filled with the light of Chassidim, the light of faith, or the shadow of faith. Shadow, because we make a masach, a screen above us. We don't want to receive anything from the Creator besides wanting to bestow like Him. This is the first correction after we made a tzimtzum, a restriction on Yom Kippur, and now we will try to learn how we do it. There are certainly many details in order to make our will to receive resemble, well, at least in bestowing, in order to bestow, resemble the Creator. There are many details in there, but that's already work in practice, not with restrictions the way it was before, in abstaining and distancing ourselves from the will to receive. Now we're engaging in changing our will to receive a little bit. We try from it, above it, to build actions of bestowal, to already resemble the Well, actually, we are a will to receive. And the Creator, the light, is the opposite of the will to receive. He is the will to bestow. So in order to have contact with Him, we need to build above our will to receive a shield so that we don't receive light from the Creator directly, because this is forbidden following Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction. It will simply burn us. And therefore, we have to build above ourselves a masach. This masach that we build, so that the upper light, the Creator, will not shine on us directly, it is called schach, thatch. Actually, it is the masach, or a shield. I don't want to be in direct contact with the Creator, because, well, first of all, it is forbidden. It is impossible. It won't give me any nearing to the Creator. And I will become a klipa, a shell, a will to receive that just wants to receive, and then it is in darkness. But rather, if I truly want to have contact with the Creator, I need to build above myself a masach, a partition, and this partition will not allow me to have direct contact with the Creator, because I'm the will to receive, and I only want to receive, and the Creator is the will to bestow. So then I want to have between us equivalence in our qualities. And this is why I make a tzimtzum, restriction on my will to receive. and I don't use it. First of all, I don't use it the way it is. That's it. And then I start thinking that all of my actions should be only that I protect myself, shield myself, so that I do not use it in order to receive. This is considered that I'm building a thatch, a kind of a ceiling above me, so that beneath it, beneath this ceiling, beneath this thatch, I want to hide. And there are laws as to how I build this thatch out of desires and intentions, out of my actions with the friends, etc. And when I build this thatch, I have to place it on the sides. So we have to build these sides. On what height should I build these sides? From which materials of this world can I build the sukkah, which would symbolize for me the spiritual sukkah? So sometimes, although it is a spiritual sukkah, we sometimes speak in terms of this world, so it would be easier for us to explain what is it that we have to do inside, which actions. And this is how we will advance together. In order to build the sukkah. And a person who is in the sukkah, it is that's our will to receive. Adam, a man, is our will to receive, who is inside of such a wrapping that he already makes upon himself a tzimtzum, masach, or hozer, restriction, screen, and reflected light. Then he sits beneath the sukkah, and whatever he receives from the Creator, it is considered that he is receiving the light of chassadim. By this, he's building a kli of binah, his vessel of faith, above reason. The very first spiritual kli that we have to build. And then when we start to build this kli, we start to feel inside of it the qualities of the Creator and the qualities of bestowal. Not yet spiritual attainments with the light of in the light of Chokhmah that later will come inside of the light of Chassadim, but for the time being only the light of Chassadim is what we establish within us under the thatch, because we are covered. Because we cover ourselves beneath the thatch. And we should feel ourselves as being a ten under the thatch. All of us together are inside of the sukkah, inside of the thatch, and we connect there. Above us, we build in this thatch, the masach, since then we don't want to receive from the Creator anything besides only to resemble Him in the quality of bestowal, and that quality of bestowal we establish between us, the ten friends that are beneath the thatch, and by this we reach the realization of the first spiritual kli. And this is what the sukkah symbolizes for us. There are additional details there. We will study it. We have more than 10 days ahead of us to study these things. They are very important. There is enough materials about it, because by this we have to build the kli of faith above reason, the kli of binah, and to know how we are entering together into this kli, how we put it together, establish it, and it is all, these are all the things that we need to do. So let's hope that we will be able to understand this, to explain it to one another, and this way we will advance to actually the first spiritual degree that we will try to achieve, to implement. So we have lots of materials, many essays. This is a very exciting process because it is the beginning of the construction of the soul, the beginning of the construction of the spiritual kli. And finally, we want to reach a state where we will acquire faith about reason. We have to understand what is the masach, which is the schach, the thatch. How do we do it? What are the qualities of this masach, of this thatch also? And when are we supposed to sit inside of the sukkah? Is it allowed to come out of the sukkah, meaning of this kli, or only to be inside of it all the time and always? And we only add to this kli more and more discernments. All of
The actual thatch.
No, it's not that we are about to achieve love between us. It's not about love. Rather, we want to rise above our ego and to be in the form of mutual bestowal. It's not yet love. Love is considered when we use our, when we are a state of receiving in order to bestow, when we use the vessels of reception. To feel love, you need the vessels of reception. Here, we're only acquiring vessels of bestowal in order, let's say, not to touch one another with our ego, to keep our ego so that it won't harm us, hinder us, to want to rise and bestow, but not more, not more. Therefore, we are beneath the thatch, beneath the masach, so that we hardly see the light that passes through it, the light from above, from the sun. And this way, we symbolize, for the time being, our spiritual degree. How we are capable of being connected with the Creator, with His bestowal that He wants to give us everything. Now we're starting to build safeguarding that we will receive from Him only as much as we're able to bestow back to Him. And for the time being, when we start on the restriction, we can only be connected with the Creator beneath the thatch, which means that we have above us
masach.
The masach. We put branches there, all kinds, so that light can hardly pass down to us, so that the shade needs to be more than the sun. This symbolizes for us that we are in, when we are in such a sukkah, it symbolizes for us that we want to be under the masach, not to receive the light of knowledge, but rather to receive the light of chokhmah that is clothed in the light of chasadim, so that there would be a little bit of addition there, but mostly it would be the light of chasadim, let's say 90%, and 10% would be the light of chokhmah. That is according to how much we are capable of, according to the intensity, the power of the chasadim. Later on, we will receive the light of chokhmah. That will only come later, and also it's not in Sukkot. Sukkah, it's considered the shade of faith. The shade of faith.
Can it be said that we build this masach by preferring the connection to the friend over whatever else I feel? The feeling of the friends in the ten.
That is correct. Chobot.
Bokerto, Rav Yekar.
Good morning, dear. How will we know in the 10 that we have mastered the process of restriction, that we're ready?
The fact that we want to relate to each other only in order to strengthen the friends on the path, only in order to make connections between us that are stronger, this is considered that we rise above the tzimtzum, the restriction between us. That I don't want to receive anything from the friends, but only to have the power, the opportunity, the possibility to create more connections between us.
Thank you very much.
Like with a rope, this is how I want to tie more and more connections between us.
Come to Israel, and
that is true. We don't quite understand what these changes. We don't understand these changes that we're going through. On the one hand, we do miss that. We do miss it. These things where we sit together and we sing and we eat and we do all kinds of things. It is missing. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we have to understand why the Creator took it away from us. He truly, forcefully took it away. And He's not giving us this possibility. Even if we will sit, we will have to sit following these laws of the coronavirus, keeping a distance of 2 meters from each other, etc. In short, He's not allowing it. He's not allowing it. Apparently, this is the form that we have to feel ourselves in for the time being. We're not capable of being close to one another. We will recognize, we will get to know that our ego, our will to receive, is not allowing us, that is not giving us the ability to come closer. And we will correct it until this whole partition will be of the coronavirus will be cancelled, and we will be able to truly be in a true embrace with one another, no matter where we are. That is, through the corrections that we are going to do now, we will rise above the corporeality to the degree of bestowing in order to bestow, and then we will no longer feel the physical distances between us. And indeed, we will be under a single thatch, in a single sukkah, and all of the worldwide Bnei Baruch, and later on the whole world, will enter into the sukkah. Apparently, this is what we have to do, and this is why we are in such a state, where on the one hand it is truly a shame about the way it was before, but everything that the Lord does, it is all, everything that He did and does, it is all for the better, and we have to accept these states in such a way and continue onward. So on the one hand, there is sorrow. I do feel some sorrow about what is happening, about the fact that we've lost something from the past, and we invested so much in the sukkah and in all of these things. And we will see if next year we would be able to build this sukkah, or maybe we will already feel the sukkah, and for sure we do want to feel the true spiritual sukkah.
And that we relate to the Creator.
The masach is the power to resist our will. As we learn in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah or in Tess, we learn what the masach is. You have the will to receive, and upon it you have to make a restriction so as not to use the will to receive completely. And then we say, no, we can use the will to receive a little bit, otherwise how can we ever come into contact with the Creator? But on the will to receive, we place a masach, a screen. A masach, which is restriction, and then a masach where we can use the will to receive if it works in order to bestow. That's the meaning of the masach. The masach is the power to resist the will to receive in its direct form, the will to receive. But if I use it in order to bestow to the host, then that's permissible. When I'm sitting facing the host, and there's refreshments in front of me, and I say, no, thank you to the host. I don't want any of it. I'm not hungry, and so on. Later, I tell him, I understand that this isn't nice. So I take something. I take a little something off the plate, right? Some delicacy. I take it and I eat. What do I eat? Meaning I receive pleasure from him. But my thought is that by this I give him pleasure. I delight him. So the reception of the pleasure, I must enjoy what I receive from him. But I wrap this pleasure up, the pleasure that I receive from him, it's wrapped up. It's all for him. And then I feel the pleasure that I receive. I feel that it's wrapped around with my or chozer, reflected light. And in such a way, it can enter my will to receive. And then I enjoy both the refreshments and the fact that I've given contentment or pleasure to the host. So I have two forms of pleasure that I receive in this way. And in that way, it's permissible for us to enjoy it. And in that, we resemble the Creator. He gives us pleasure, and us, by receiving from him, give him pleasure. I have no way of giving him pleasure unless I receive in that way, because I don't have vessels of bestowal. I only have vessels of reception.
Yes, Rav. Thank you. You said that inside of the sukkah there's the feeling of the light of chasadim, which is the kli of above reason. Can we say that the light of chasadim is that I ascribe each and everything to the Creator?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Dear Rav, can I continue the scrutiny that you had with the electricity department about physical versus virtual?
Yes.
We see, and it's very conspicuous, that over many years we performed many actions with our hands and legs. People put in a lot of effort, of exertion, and now things are taking on a different form. We see it in congresses, we saw it in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, now in Sukkot. What should we learn from that? Besides this transition from externality to internality, what is the most significant thing that has to change in us?
With all our energies, with all our strength, as we used to have a big sukkah where we could receive any guest, anyone who came, we very much hope to create such a sukkah in an even more meaningful way during this holiday of Sukkot, in our connection all around the world, where we let our mind, emotion, our imagination, our vessels of sensation, such an impression, where we feel that we are sitting in the sukkah, that we are sitting in the sukkah together, all of us, all the world.
So this is something that we should include in our intention, in our thought, or how do we do it?
We need to be together and to imagine to ourselves that we are together in one heart with a single thought under the single Creator, under a single screen, Masach, where we don't want to receive from him, but only to bestow to each other and to him. And that's what we'll build. You wait, we have a few days. and we will prepare ourselves, and we will constantly try to do such exercises, and perhaps we will attain the essence, the meaning of the spiritual sukha. Because again, there is nothing that comes from the heavens for no reason, which is redundant, right? It all comes in order to promote us. You're elevated in holiness, never demoted, and I very much hope that we're going to attain something new. Although with that, I will tell you that I greatly regret the fact that we're not together in the sukkah as we had it, because that corporeality also attested to something. I remember how much Rabash was concerned about his sukkah, how he would build all the decorations and everything, all sorts of things, and how he related to the sukkah with awe, right? And here, today, we are as if neutered. But that's not actually true. We will be able to build these things in our hearts, in our sensations, if we learn, we study good and well. We have 10 days, and we will build, constantly build, in our knowledge, in our feelings, in our imagination, wherever we can and however, we will build the first, we will build our first spiritual vessel called. Yes, Gilad.
Rav, I think that this question keeps coming up. On the one hand, you say, that's what I hear at least, that it's good that we are on a new degree, how beautiful it is that we're now building it in such a way. On the other hand, I also regret very much that we can't do it physically. So how do we hold this? It's good and joy together with, I really regret it.
I think that all we have today are conditions which force us to work spiritually, in a spiritual way. We don't have the option to now occupy ourselves with all the wood and iron, right? And that is a lot of work. Instead, we have to invest all that effort into the construction of a spiritual connection between us. And that's right. That's how it was done from above, and we have to accept it as advancement. It's the next stage, right? We moved up a grade. Now, we need to build the connection between us called the sukkah, with all its details, and to invest all of our time and effort in scrutinizing the connection, this connection between us, because by that we build a vessel called faith above reason, which is the first spiritual vessel in which we feel that we are in a connection with the Creator through the thatch, and that we are connected with each other. And in practice, we enter the spiritual state. And that's why this option was taken from us, the option of building a sukkah as we used to. And we will do it more humbly, each one in his own house, if he can. And that's what we will do.
How do we convert, transform all the forces that we invested? We used to really invest, like Ilan said before, days upon days in building this and all of it. How do we take all of these forces and direct them to what you now talked about, building the spiritual thing?
That's what we all need to think. Especially those who used to build and knew what needs to be done. And they invested days and nights into this to build it, and so on. Yes, we need to do that. We need to transfer all these.
כדי להגיע
in order to reach the right prayer between us in the tent through connection, in order to be rewarded with this force called faith above reason. Gilad read in the morning in the preparation excerpt that we have to depict it as if we are already there. So my question is, how can we connect these two states where between as if and reaching the right prayer? What's the connection between the two of them?
We need to play at it as if, you know, like children. And by that we invite the reforming light, and it builds these qualities in us in truth. And that's how we reach the truth. So acting or playing, that's a very serious thing, and we need to use it. It's clear to us that it's all an act, but in these relationships we have in the group, well, we understand that we're still egoistic, but it's as though we're together, as though we want to help each other, as if we want to rise above our ego. And from all of these make-believe efforts, and we do want to help each other because we understand that we depend on each other, we raise a prayer to the Creator, and all of this is egoistic and all as if, yes? But by that we draw the reforming light. And then from as if, it becomes...
of faith.
So from here, it becomes clear to us that building the sukkah means building the first stage of the correction of the soul, where egoistic desires connect 10 of them together, and in mutual bestowal they build the power of general bestowal between them, such that the Creator can illuminate upon them through their connection in the light of chassidim, for now. And that's the meaning of them being in the sukkah. Afterwards, they add more and more of their will to receive, to in order to bestow, and they come out of the sukkah, and they come to receive even the light of the sun in order to bestow, meaning the light of Chokhmah in order to bestow, until the darkness shines as the light, and they come to the end of correction. But the first stage is to reach the vessel of Bina, the vessel of faith, the vessel of bestowing, in order to bestow between all the friends, and from them to the Creator. That is Sukkot. That's the holiday of Sukkot. Tel Aviv 3.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask, why there are holes in the Masach, and it's not like a mirror that reflects the light?
Because we must receive the light of Chokhmah in order for the light of Chassadim to exist in us. Because we work with the will to receive. The will to receive feels only the light of Chokhmah. And when it doesn't want to receive the light of Chokhmah for itself, that means that it's establishing the light of Chassadim. So the schach, the thatch, needs to be... It's not a stone roof, right? Concrete. Rather, it has to be built of wood, through which some of the light of the
Buenas noches, Rav.
Good evening, Rav.
¿Y cómo la vemos en el grupo?
How? What is the shade of faith, and how do we bring it in the group? How do we awaken it in the group?
The shade of faith means that we don't want to receive anything from the Creator. And we only want to be connected together amongst ourselves, because we understand that we cannot accomplish anything more than that at the moment. First of all, We need, first of all, we need to make an act of connection between us. And connection between us, that's possible only through bestowal between us. And so we say that we need the light of faith.
Odd Marshall?
Anything else?
No?
No?
Sí, una pregunta más, querido Rav.
Yes, another question, dear Rav.
Se construye sobre desperdicios.
What is the meaning of a saying? What does it mean that faith is built on the waste? How is this expressed in the 10?
Faith. Well, look, let's say this. Before you come to the work with the Creator, you need to connect with the 10. And the whole 10 together then can approach the Creator together and start working with them, connecting to Him, and so on. So first of all, building the 10 together is called building the Sukkah. That's building your soul, building the vessel where you work. There, you need a group. We need a group. Only 10 sfirot, a partzuf, can approach the Creator with the work. That's it. So build it. Build such a group, a junta, a soul, whatever you want to call it, that with it you can perform spiritual actions.
Rav, if I can be more precise, he's asking, how can you work with the waste in the 10?
The waste, it's not waste. Waste means that we build the sukkah from waste. It means what our ego, my ego, my will to receive, doesn't want to work with. I take that as a force and as material to work with. That's called waste. It's not waste, something you just toss away. It's what you usually toss away, that my will to receive in my egoistic life doesn't want. That waste, I take that and I build the vessels of bestowal. That's why it's called faith above reason, that everything that seems to us is not important in the vessels of reception, in the vessels of bestowal, it is important, and I raise it above my head and build the schach from
Дорогой Раф, вот я не хочу соединяться с товарищами, хочу пренебрегать ими.
Dear Rav, I don't want to connect to the friends, I want to disrespect them, I don't want to think about connection. So how does all this waste, how can I use it?
Very nice question, very nice. Try to take all these rejections from society, from everything that belongs to bestow, try and observe them as if they're precious things. And then you'll see what faith above reason is. Because for you, the reason was above faith all the time. The reason was more important. What you understand, what you feel, what you have. And now, no. Now, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. Now you raise these things that are important for the connection between you and the friends. Meaning, all those things that aren't beneficial for connection with the friends, and through them, with a Creator, you don't see them as important. And those that do connect you with the friends and the Creator, that is what you raise above your head. exercises, thoughts, gradually, also prayer, that the Creator will help you calculate things, to see these things as important, whatever belongs to your connection with the friends, that is the most important. There is nothing more important. Start. That's called that you raise them above your head, above your reason. That's called faith above reason, the force of bestowal that is more important than the force of reception. Okay, note USA Northeast.
Hello, Rav. How can we prepare? Because this is describing, this is very, we can taste what we're reading. We can actually feel it in our bones, what is being said. But how can we see this as something internal together and not something as if, you know, something outside of us?
By persistency, everything will be clarified in thought. Everything, just be persistent in your thought. With support from the friends, you'll see it's not difficult. The problem is that you don't use the connection between you in order to strengthen the importance of the quality of
on the way there, at least?
Yes, of course. If you discover as much as everyone will do what he thinks, and then he wants the opposite, meaning he wants to annul himself towards the opinion of the group, that's exactly what you have to do. Because where does the Bina come from by us taking our Malchut and inverting it? Then the quality of Bina comes, instead of reception, bestowing. From where? From that same desire that before worked for itself and then started working for the others. That's how we turn Malchut into Bina. Who is Malchut? That same Bina, it just works in an opposite way. Okay, think about one.
Вот сейчас мы начинаем этот праздник, и мы достигаем какого-то минимального уровня.
We're beginning now this chag, and we are attaining some kind of minimal level of faith, of self-annulment, and then we're developing this quality. Or do we stay on that degree all the time?
All the time. What we attain, we keep it, and we all are concerned about the others, because nobody can be certain that anything will remain for him, but man will help his friend only in a mutual way, only in avut, in a mutual guarantee. One can keep and guard the others. Nobody can watch on himself in any way. If you're speaking about spiritual achievements, a moment that you're in something, if you're not supported, you lose it. That's why Arvut, mutual guarantee, has to be in everyone, because you cannot keep anything in your vessel, because it's only a point. It's a pixel. And you have to be connected to all the other pixels, at least in a 10. And then you can preserve that data you have so it remains. That's why it says either chevruta or mituta, either friends, society, or death. Because you instantly lose everything you attained, you lose it instantly if you remain without connection to society. You have no place, you have no vessel. you don't have a memory where you can store all these things. It just stays in the ten sefirot, in the connection between them. We will still scrutinize where that memory, that collective memory is. It's not in society. It is not like that in society. It is in the light. We will learn these things. It's not important now. If we do it, it'll happen, like with children. If he does something, so he does something. As much as he understands or not, that's not important. That's why, if we now want to acquire each one of us, that it
only to the extent that you're connected, only to the extent you stay in the ten, but that it's outside of you. If it is in you, it will disappear and it's lost.
Ну да, я имею в виду, что вот мы в начале праздника Суккот, вот сейчас мы, предположим, отменил каждый себя в десятки.
I mean that in the beginning of the holiday of Sukkot, each one annuls himself in the ten, each one is adhered to one another, and upon our role to hold on to it during the holiday, Rav, you need to develop this and develop this and develop this, and don't pay attention that it disappears. If you are focused on the connection between you, even if these things disappear, then they do in order for you to receive something new and important, more important than before.
То есть будут как бы помехи приходить на протяжении праздника, и мы должны поднимать как бы все время.
Meaning there'll be disturbances, and we need above them to raise our waist. Rav says, yes, this means forgetfulness, that you need to forget the things in order to move forward, and they will be new in your eyes. You can see all of that from